could use your mic. Oh, there. I had an idea about the way we like want to reach out and talk to people and touch people.
Okay.
I want to run it past you real quick. So we'll just have a mini staff meeting real quick. In front of everybody.
Okay.
So Daniel's our host on live stream, and we really appreciate live stream. So we are glad you all are with us today.
That's right.
A lot of our live stream communicate with us all the time. We know you're probably at home dealing with some illnesses or other issues. Several people come in from work to be with us during, and we are live. Mistakes and everything. It's always that way. But Daniel is our host. He's usually on chat so that you can communicate with us, let us know things we can pray for. And he told Livestream today, and we've said this before from the platform, if you fill out a Connect card, the pastor will call you.
Yep.
I got thinking that might be kind of intimidating. They might not want me to call. And so what I just told Livestream was, if you'd want somebody less threatening, because everybody on live stream has got to go online to fill out a Connect card. They don't have a physical Connect card. You guys have physical cards that you can fill out, like right here in the room, the old-fashioned way with a pen and writing.
Yeah.
If they're online already, they could go to the staff page, and you can pick who you want to have call you.
Yeah, you could do that.
Because there are nicer staff members.
Yes, that's true, too.
It's just an idea.
I mean, you're really nice, but...
I try to be.
Yeah. I understand that. I know that that first step could be really intimidating.
We could have Donde, the facilities guy.
Nobody wants that.
Perpetually in a, yeah. He's always in a bad mood all the time. But he's always here.
I think it's a good idea.
Anyway, we gave you enough time. So hopefully live stream, you've got elements. If you're in the room, hopefully you've got elements. We gave you a moment to do that. Every time we do Lord's Supper, we do it just a little bit different. This time's a little lighter. It's not as heavy as it is sometimes. And it's more of a pause. And so we're going to take a moment out of the service to like literally just take a deep breath and relax for a minute. This is kind of a typical Sunday morning in the house. You've dealt with kids and you've got them in the service with you. And it started raining around 7:30, 7:45. And we all had to come here in the rain. And we just got out of a huge ice event, which makes us leery in general, just a little on edge. With weather events, and so it maybe hasn't been the smoothest morning for you, and that could be true on live stream as well. And so this time, we're just going to take a pause. We're going to literally, like I said, just kind of take a deep breath of air, just relax a little bit, and we're going to take this moment to think about and participate in Lord's Supper and remind us just how in the middle of our chaos, whatever that might be, God is loving us. And he's there for us, which is a way the Apostle Paul told us to do Lord's Supper. There's an element of self-examination every time we do Lord's Supper, whether it is the whole service or whether it's like today, it's a one moment in the service. There's a self-examination where we look at our lives and we look at it and we evaluate and then we take some action, at least in our hearts as well as in our minds, as a result of that self-examination. One of the first ones is areas of sin. We recognize that as we gather this morning, the vast majority, if not all of us, are struggling in areas of sin. And something may come to mind because we're talking about the sacrifice of God in order to give us his righteousness that we don't deserve. And that oftentimes, appropriately, brings an awareness to where we're struggling. And this is the moment to do that and recognize, okay, I'm willing to embrace that. I'm not going to just deny that or try to move on past that. I'm willing to embrace it, and I'm going to take this moment to just confess. And I confess with a reassurance that God has promised that when we confess our sins to him, when we confess those sins, he forgives those sins. And he did it through Jesus coming. Jesus' death on the cross accomplishes forgiveness for us. The two elements, the bread and the cup, are elements of Jesus' promise. Jesus would tell his disciples that night as he took bread and broke it and said, "This bread is my body broken for you." Anticipating the upcoming sacrifice, the upcoming death that he would experience, and that death would create a pathway for forgiveness. Our sin does not need to be unresolved. We can confess it, and we can trust God to move and work in our hearts to give us strength to correct it. And so it's not unresolved. God is in the middle of this moment, wanting to cleanse us, wanting to give us righteousness, wanting to work in our lives. And that's one element of the self-examination. Oftentimes that self-examination involves just a realization about how our life is going. It's been, for probably the vast majority of this particular group here in the room, probably a somewhat chaotic morning. For just about everybody, it may have been a chaotic week. Any number of things could have gone wrong at work. Any number of things could have gone wrong at school. Any number of things could have gone wrong in family. And maybe it's just a chaotic. And today, being a part of a service, whether it's online or in person, being a part of a service is actually not a pause, but it's another part of the chaos. You would just think, I got to be there. I got to do this. I need to do this. I'm not saying you don't want to do it, but sometimes our busyness makes even worship just another part of business. And maybe this is a moment where, again, you take that pause, you take that deep breath, and you say, you know what? I am here. I'm connected. I have this opportunity to just focus on and experience the love of God. When Jesus presented the cup, he said to his disciples, he said to his followers, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Recognizing that this covenant of God's promise of forgiveness would fulfill the prior covenant and would fulfill the requirements of the Old Testament and would give us a new relationship with him, whereby Jesus literally shedding his blood in his sacrifice, in his death on the cross, he would allow us to be cleansed by his presence and to be made whole by his presence and to be made righteous by his presence in our lives. And so Lord's Supper is for Christians. It is for those of us who believe in Jesus, have followed Jesus, and are trusting Jesus. So maybe this is a moment you just stop and think, you know what, it's been crazy, it's been hectic, any number of things could have gone wrong. I just want to take this moment to just stop and realize God's with me in this moment. He loves me. And the Lord's Supper is a physical, tangible reminder that God loved this world so much that he gave his one and only Son, that anyone who would believe in him would have everlasting life, eternal life. And that's not my opinion. Those aren't even my words. Those are the very words of Jesus spoken to one who is making that decision to trust Jesus. So this is also maybe that moment you stop and say, you know what? I don't understand it all. It doesn't all make sense. But I know I need something beyond this. And maybe today is the day you meet Jesus. And this becomes your first Lord's Supper. So in that pause, let's take a moment to just simply pray. I'm going to let it be silent for just a moment. You pray about the things that are going on in your life and what you need in this moment with a trust and an assurance that God's with us in this moment. Father, you know our hearts. You know our hearts better than anyone else in our life, and you know our hearts even better than we know them. And we understand that tendency, that temptation in a fallen world, in a world that is not as you designed it initially, and that has been polluted and ruined by sin, that we too sin. Even after we met you, we continue to live our life with a desire to reflect you in all of our life. We still just make poor choices. We still just do things that are wrong. And we need forgiveness. And I pray that in this moment right now, your forgiveness becomes obvious to us. busyness can be sin, but oftentimes it's not sin. It's just a product of what we're going through, a product of our culture, a product of the season of life, the time in which we are living, a product of overbooked schedules. But it is quite possible that this week, it's just been hard. We haven't studied the Bible as we should. We haven't prayed as we should. We haven't worshiped as we should. That even just getting connected with church this morning was an effort that seemed almost overwhelming. Yeah, because we know you, we do want to worship you. We do want to be intimately connected with you. And so help us in this moment, and as we continue to worship and as we study Scripture, to just hear your voice, to hear your speaking, your love into our lives, your strength into our lives, your care into our lives. And Father, sometimes care seems really difficult. I pray that everyone who is in this moment with us will have the assurance and the awareness, not just cognitively, not just in their thoughts, but in their thoughts and in their heart and in the very depth of their soul, that you love us, you want to be with us. You gave us the Lord's Supper as a reminder of your commitment and the depth of your love for us. That you came here, experienced everything good and everything bad about this world that we've corrupted. And yet, in the final moments, literally, of that physical experience, you gave your life so that we might have hope. We might have hope for forgiveness. We might have hope for assistance and help and strength with our schedules and our complexities. That we would have hope of eternal life, life beyond this one. So this morning, with absolute gratitude, we thank you for your love. And we take this Lord's Supper together as a reminder to us, and in a really very real way, a statement to you, how grateful we are for all that you've done. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible teaches us that on the night Jesus was betrayed, in that moment just prior to the betrayal and prior to his arrest, which would lead to the cross, his crucifixion, his execution, Jesus took bread and he looked at his closest friends and followers and said, anytime you take this bread, know that this bread is my body broken for you. And do this in remembrance of me. Knowing that this body represents the sacrifice God has made for us to know him and know his love. In remembrance of Jesus. And then Jesus took that cup and he also presented it to his followers. And he said to them, this cup is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, literally sealed by the shedding of his blood on the cross that evening. And said, every time we do this, do it in remembrance of me and do it until I return. And let doing it be a proclamation of the expectation, the anticipation, Jesus is coming back and will take us to be at home forever with him. In remembrance of Christ our Savior.